Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Loving Him. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
God won't make anybody love Him. And you can't make anybody love Him. I know. We have acquaintances. You may have family. And it just hurts your heart that they don't love God. And you see their life slipping away and their opportunities passing them by. And you're thinking, why don't you love God? But many don't. And many won't. And you can't change that. Now, some are just slow getting around to it. Yeah. Like some folks in this room. Is that right? So you don't know. And as long as there's breath, there's hope. Right. Is that right? Yeah. And you pray and you ask God for mercy and for another opportunity. Yeah. But you can't make somebody love God. And He won't make you or I. It's our choice. We come to Him. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. What is it? Is He going to kick the door down? Is He going to come in and make it? No, He's not. You have to invite Him in. I said, you have to. You have to say, yes, Lord, please come in. I want you in my life. And the moment you do that, God begins to become more real to you than all the unbelievers around you. And the more you love Him, He said, those that love me, I will be known to them. And look at the Amplified here. John 14 and 21. The person who has my commands and keeps them is the one who really loves me. Whoever really loves me will be loved by my Father. And I too will love him. And will do what? He's hiding Himself from blasphemers. Those that blaspheme Him and mock Him, deny His existence, curse Him. To them, it's going to be like there is no God. It'll be like that their whole life unless they change. But to those that love Him, what's going to happen? We'll be loved by my Father. And I too will love Him and will show, reveal, manifest myself to Him. I will let myself be clearly seen by Him and make myself real to Him. Amen. Not to everybody, but to those that love Him enough to choose Him and do what He says. I said, do what He says. Oh, you got to love Him and trust Him. If He says, I want you to do this, you got to believe He knows best. Yes. Come on, somebody say, Father knows best.
Father knows best.
Now saying that and living like that are two different things. Father knows best. Father knows best. Phyllis and I were pretty content traveling in the ministry. We'd done it for 20 years. Thought that's what we'd do the rest of our life. And the Lord began to deal with us about Branson. And then eventually I saw he's talking about starting a church. I was shocked. You got to come back to Father knows best. Why Branson? Why Branson? Why Sarasota? I mean, if you're looking for numbers and demographics, you go to Tampa or, is that right? Or Fort Myers or? And in Missouri, you go to Kansas City or St. Louis. Why Branson? Branson has a population of 10,000. 10,000. Hallelujah. God is accomplishing where that as many people will be reached on a Sunday morning in these services as the entire population of Branson. Hallelujah. Through the internet and through the congregations. It's coming to pass. I can see it right now. Amen. Hallelujah. We're not that far from it. Isn't that something? Yes. But see, if you'd have been going by your thinking, you'd have thought, well, we need to do this or we need to do that. Say it out loud again. Father knows best.
Father knows best.
Do you love your daddy?
Yes.
Do you trust your daddy?
Yes.
How will we know that that's not just empty talk? Because the next time he tells you to do something, is that right? We'll see what you do, and that will show us. How many times has he told people, like he told Abraham, leave. Leave where you are. Leave mom and daddy. Leave home. And go out to a place I'll show you. Abraham's not the last one he told that to. He told that to Phyllis and I. But how many said, I can't. I can't leave my home place. I can't leave this. I can't do that. And as a result, what happened? They demonstrated they love mom and daddy. They love brother and sister. They love the old home place more than they love God. I'm talking about church-going people. What did Jesus say? He that loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Yep. He that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. If you love your own life more than you love him, not worthy of me. I think a lot of people think loving your kids is loving God. No, it's not. And being so proud of your kids, you got to watch that too, because whose kids are they?
God's.
No, yours. I'm so proud of my kids. That can be the same as being proud of yourself. You'd be thankful for them and love them, yes, but you don't love them more than you do God. I know of a number of people, they have stopped serving God because of their kids. They didn't like this or that was happening with their kids, or their kids wanted this and that, or their kids didn't want to move, or their kids this or that. And the Lord told them, well, I got to do what's best for my kids. What's best for your kids is obeying God.
Amen.
And what folks don't realize is what Jesus said. If you save your life for yourself, what did he say? You will lose it.
Yep.
You will lose it. And if you put your children first in your life, that's how you lose your children. Most people don't believe that. They need to see, from the time they're 3 years old, they need to see you putting God ahead of them. Oh, did I lose somebody? Your children and your grandchildren need to see you putting God ahead of them. Because if you don't, if you put them first, then they're going to think they come first. And they don't. God comes first. And so they're going to have problems in school and in sports and in the workplace. And then they won't know how to rear their own children. They'll think they're supposed to put their kids ahead of God. If we love anybody or anything more than him, he said, you're not worthy of me. He is a jealous God. True or not?
Yes.
Go with me to Exodus. Some things make you want to run the aisle when you hear it. And some things make you want to repent. But you'll shout later. I said you'll shout later. Do you want to know more about God?
Yes.
Do you want God to be more real in your life?
Yes.
Are we waiting on him?
No.
No. Who's he going to reveal himself to?
Just
not just those that talk about him. Those that love him. Do you love him?
Yes.
How do you know? How did Jesus say you could tell who loves me? The ones that keep my commandments, that do what I tell you to do. It's going to come down to a choice. Him or them. Him or that. Him or me. On a regular basis, it's going to come down to a choice. And if we choose something else, we prove we love that more than we love him. We love them more than we love him. In Exodus 20, when God gave the Ten Commandments, there's an emphasis that has not been made, I think, concerning the giving of the law. It's been made out that it was just completely legalistic, just a matter of keeping and doing. But it was more than that. Exodus 20 and 1. God spoke all these words saying, I am the Lord your God, which have brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. What's the first thing he told them? You shall have no other gods before me. What's number one? Number one is, I'm number one. Right? Number one is God's number one. You shall have no other gods. Now, people look at this and go, well, yeah, they were falling down in front of idols and statues and you know, and act like that has no application to today. Oh, gods are still around. I said, gods are still around. Where your treasure is, that's where your heart is and what you give yourself to. You know, it's great to have a hobby. It's great to have things that you enjoy and have fun and recreation. But if you'd spend $50,000 on your fishing or your golfing or your whatever it is, but you wouldn't even consider putting $50,000 in the kingdom, what does that reveal? Where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. Right? It's true. If God is the biggest thing in your life, and His will and His work is the biggest thing in your life, it's going to be evidenced by what you put your time into, what you put your labors, your energies, your resources, your finances. It's all going to show it. And if you never have any time for it, and you barely put any money into it, it's just not a priority to you. It's just not something you love, that you're passionate about.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Loving Him, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.